is you need more than just credit counseling, debt consolidation, or a rate reduction. New Horizons Debt Relief will help you settle your debt without filing for bankruptcy. They negotiate directly with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars and put more money in your pocket every month.
They were able to cut my debt in half and give me a payment I was able to make.
If you have at least $10,000 in credit card debt, call New Horizons Debt Relief now for a free consultation at 866-200-4141. That's 866-200-4141. Make the leap towards a debt-free tomorrow by calling 866-200-4141. That's 866-200-4141.
KLSX. KLSX HD. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings.
And Raider football every weekend.
On air at 97.1.
Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Powered by Pep Boys, who do everything for less. Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS.
It's time now for the Dr. Amron Show, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
This show usually is about liposuction, but we have a treat today. You've got to stay tuned. We have Dr. Amron's partner, Dr. Paul Nassif. He's a facial... Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon. You may have heard of him. He was one of the Dr. 90210s. He's been on NBC, Inside Edition, CBS, Entertainment Tonight, Extra. He's written many, many articles, tons and tons of TV shows. You've done so many appearances, and I'm so glad we have you today. So anybody at all that's listening that is thinking about any kind of facial plastic reconstructive surgery or just getting rhinoplasty, which is a nose job, chin implants, fat in the face, anything you can think of from the neck up, this man does. He's one of the best in the country, if not the best facial reconstructive surgeon alive. Dr. Paul Nassif.
Carrie, thank you for having me.
It's great to be here. I'm so glad you're here because a lot of times Dr. Amron gets questions that should be for you. And he is always saying, you know, my partner can handle that. Dr. Nassif, he's the one who does the noses and the faces. But they'll call up thinking he's a guy who can do it all. And he's fantastic, but he does not do, plastic surgery on the face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great combination, the two of us. You know, he does... wonderful dermatology and the fillers and liposuction. I do all the face work, so it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely, and I know a lot of people listening are going to say, "Well, when were you on 90210? I watched that show all the time. When were you on Dr. 90210?
Two seasons ago.
Okay,
and it was a wonderful experience, and we did some great, mostly primarily rhinoplasty procedures, and that's the majority of my practice is rhinoplasty. And then I do, you know, we also do the, you know, facelifts and eye work, rejuvenation.
Right. If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, you're considering getting a chin implant, a nose job, you've had a very bad nose job and you want it to look natural again, this is the man to call. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You specialize in really a natural look, a very natural look. You see, when you see a lot of the A-list stars and you wonder, did they have a nose job? Didn't they? I thought her nose was kind of pudgy and you can't tell. That's your work. That's the kind of stuff you do where you really can't tell that something's been done. It just looks very natural.
You know, I mean, the way I look at it is if I can look at somebody and I look at their face, especially if their nose, when they come in, they see me and they have more of a prominent nose or bulbous nose, you know, my goal with that patient is to take them and give them a very natural nose, so you don't look at their nose
right
anymore. You just want to look at their eyes and have the eyes as the center of the face. And, you know, that should frame the face as the eyes. The nose should be inconsequential.
Right. Now, you do a lot of reconstructive plastic surgery. What would be the hardest thing to do? Somebody who's had a nose job once or twice? Why would somebody come to you for reconstructive surgery?
Well, you know, when we talk about reconstructive surgery, I mean, for me, primarily it's revision or secondary rhinoplasties. That means that someone has had previous rhinoplasties, and it could be one or maybe even seven or eight in the past. And
you've seen people with seven or eight nose jobs?
Absolutely. I think last year I had a patient who had 10. But the, you know, that means little small surgeries over and over and over again finally that their nose was whittled down so much they couldn't breathe, and it was very, very pinched.
Right.
And so my goal, you know, when I do a revision rhinoplasty is, one, to restore the function so they can breathe better, but at the same point, make it look more natural. So we're removing that skeletonized, pinched, you know, overdone look.
Right. Now, could you help Michael Jackson?
Very good question. You know, I really would have to examine him because it really depends upon the skin. If I can put all types of cartilage and rebuild his nose, most likely I'd have to use his rib cartilage to do that.
Oh.
But the question is, what is the skin like? You know, is that something the skin would stretch over it? And let's say, for example, the skin really wasn't great at all and it wouldn't fit over the new cartilage that I'd be putting in his nose. Then we actually would have to take tissue from his forehead, called the forehead flap, and kind of just switch it around and put that on his nose and create new nose tissue. And that takes months and months and months to really look good.
Wow. I mean, because that's when I think of somebody who needs facial reconstructive surgery, especially on his nose, I think of Michael Jackson, because he hides it underneath that mask all the time. You'd think he'd go to the best of the best, but he seemed to go to doctors that basically did what he said. Just keep whittling it down, keep whittling it down, keep whittling it down. And there's an ethical, I think, point where you say, no, I'm not going to do that to you anymore. It doesn't look like he had doctors like that.
Well, I mean, you know, some of the doctors he has had, and, you know, quite honestly, have been excellent doctors.
Okay.
But unfortunately, sometimes what happens with the nose, and you can make the nose smaller, but one of the biggest issues that can happen is the skin can shrink down, called shrink wrappage. It's a whole three-dimensional healing of the nose. Uh-huh. And when this happens, it starts to pinch. So it's not necessarily due to the doctor. A lot of it could be due to his healing.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I had no idea. If you have any questions, you're considering getting a nose job, you have had a bad nose job, chin implants, anything dealing with the neck and the face, this is the man to call, Dr. Paul Nassif. And he is here today, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Timothy in Monrovia, you're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, Timothy.
I'm 52 years old. I was born with a deviated septum. When I was 20, my left side of my nose...
Can you turn your radio down? Because we can hear it in
sure.
the background. Thank you.
It's fine. Anyway, I'm 52 years old. I was born with a deviated septum. When I was 20, my nasal was cleaned out so I could breathe out of my left side of my nose. However, my nose is crooked in the way of my life. Many of my glasses, I wear glasses, they don't seem to fit too well because of my crooked nose. What would be the procedure for straightening my nose? My father had it, my brother had it, older brother, but they had their noses straightened when they were younger and I didn't. I don't know why, but what would be the procedure?
Well, Timothy, let me ask you a question. When you said that your nose is crooked or twisted, is that the mobile part of the, you know, like the lower half of the nose? You know, it's something that's... the lower half is
no,
twisted?
I have an overgrowth of cartilage. It's about half, about midway by my nose, halfway. And on the left side, I can put my finger in the nose, and I can feel the channel that was cleared out when I was 20, so I could breathe out my left side of my nose. It's just because of that, about halfway down my nose, it's just crooked right there.
Okay. All right, well, let me help you with that the best I can without seeing your photos. So, in essentially, that's part of your deviated septum, but that septum
yes.
extends all the way up to the area where you can see it. It's called, you know, the dorsal hump. And so that part, you have to fix the septum again, but the
correct.
Best way to address the septum that's that crooked is we have to make a little incision in between your nostrils. It's called an open rhinoplasty. We have to expose that cartilage so we
yes.
can actually see it. And then we have to do some, you know, we have to fix that cartilage by possibly putting little pieces of cartilage next to it to correct the deviation. Because once cartilage is crooked for that many years, you mm-hmm. have to do something to that cartilage to straighten it. And the best way to do that is buttress it up with another piece of cartilage to push it to the midline. And that will, one, straighten out the outside of the nose, and two, it will give you even flow or close to even flow with through both of your nostrils.
Yes, well, that's good. I remember the operation. I was awake the whole time, and I watched the doctor do it. And I asked him questions. I asked him things. When he packed my nose, he packed it full of each nostril through two rows of gauze and plugs. above the nose too, and then he cleaned that a couple days later. But it's always, I have a sinus problem because of this, and I got to say, I had an accident when I was 16 years old. I was unconscious 20 days. I had brainstem injury.
Oy.
I don't know if that would that negate the operation or how that would work. We'll have to have you check that out.
Well, Timothy, in regards to the possible brain injury, what would have to happen is first, before we can do any surgery on you, we'd have to have you cleared by your physician to say that, one, you're okay to undergo elective surgery, which would be under anesthesia.
Yes.
And the second thing is just to answer about the gauze. You know, when I broke my nose, also like you, many, many years ago, and I had a septoplasty or deviated septum repair, and I had the same packing. Nowadays, what I do is I put a little silicone splint inside the septum. It just keeps it together and nice and straight, and that comes out in a week, and that's a lot less painful than the gauze.
Yes.
So you don't pack.
So we don't
pack. I remember that. You told me that before. You know what, Timothy? I'm going to give you the doctor's phone number to his office, and you can call him on Monday.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. It's
310-275-2467.
2467.
That's thank you.
Yeah, and you know, ask for Dr. Paul Nassif.
You know, and actually, Timothy, if I'm in the operating room, which I am usually on Mondays, my patient care coordinator, Jade, is wonderful. You can ask for her. Also, you can look at one of our websites, rhinoplastyspecialist.com.
Okay.
Thanks, Timothy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, facial reconstructive specialist, rhinoplasty specialist, you can call right now, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. If you don't want to be on air, you can always call the office at 310-275-2467. 310-275-2467. Jack in Long Beach, you're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hello.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. I broke my nose when I was younger, and I've been thinking a lot about having my nose fixed. And I'd like to have this done, but I'm concerned because I've read so many procedures that have had to be redone. Why is it that so many rhinoplasties have to be done again?
That's a great question. A little complicated, so let me just start with the basics on that. When it comes to rhinoplasty, you can go as high as 12% of people need to have the nose redone. Now, why does that happen? It has to do with something that I mentioned earlier about this shrink wrappage of the skin of the nose. If you remove too much from the nose, too much cartilage, do something too aggressive, the nose can heal in an odd shape where it can become asymmetric, pinched, overcorrected looking like you had a bad rhinoplasty. And this could happen. You know, this is something that when I perform a rhinoplasty, if I'm making the nose smaller, one thing I want to do to that is I want to examine the nose. I want to look for the potential areas that might collapse, and that can happen with time. It usually will happen about a year, year and a half after sometimes, and I'll put little pieces of cartilage in the areas where I know the cartilage will get weakened. So basically what I'm doing is I'm bracing the new smaller cartilage. And this is one of the ways to prevent a revision rhinoplasty. Now, in your situation, you know, your nose may be crooked. We can do little things to get the nose straight again. One of the sides of the nose may be collapsed in. We can rebuild that side. So there's different ways to fix it with, you know, hopefully giving you a fantastic outcome that will last for years, you know, without that pinched look.
How long do you think it would take my nose to heal?
You know, the nose... initially, you need a good few weeks, about 2 weeks or so, to have a decent appearing nose. But in regards to swelling of the nose takes one full year to heal. After 3 months, you're about 70% healed.
Okay, great. Thank you, doctor.
And do you have his office number? I could give it to you.
Yes, I do have it.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. And for anybody else who has any questions, you can call for an online consultation or an on-air consultation, 888-520-9710. We are talking to Dr. Paul Nassif. He is filling in for Dr. David Amron. He's his partner. You guys work together in the same office, which I think is so fantastic because he does all the liposuction and you do all the anywhere from the neck up.
Yeah, we've been partners for 10 years now.
Yeah. from chin implants to nose jobs to microscopic eyebrow lifts to underneath the eyes to putting fat in the face, anything.
Everything.
Everything.
Fillers, Botox, the whole gamut.
Steve in Encino. Steve, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Doc. I have cauliflower here.
Ooh, jujitsu?
Yeah, actually.
Sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was curious if I've had it for a few years, and I have it. It's recent in one ear and a few years in the other, and I was curious as to the best ways to fix it.
Well, you know, when it comes to, you know, that what we call a hematoma in the ear, that means you had trauma and you collected blood around the cartilage, and then the cartilage basically started to deteriorate and possibly become, you know, a little bit, let's say, abnormally appearing. It really depends on the severity of the injury. So what I would have to do first, Steve, is take a look and examine you. But in general, with the cauliflower ear, sometimes we can carve away some of that new cartilage that has grown and try to give you a better looking ear. And this is not a simple procedure. Sometimes we can do it, sometimes, you know, it really depends. We have to replace most of the cartilage in the ear.
Well, I heard that a great cure for it is listening to just what I was told.
So, yeah, so, you know, cauliflower guy on the radio, a cauliflower ear, when I was doing jiu-jitsu and working with the UFC, I'd see all the guys come in with the cauliflower ear. And to me, where it grosses out girls and really people that don't know what cauliflower ear, it looks like there's kind of a, like, skin looks like cauliflower on the ears, and it's usually filled with fluid. And in some cases, it's not filled with fluid at all, right? It's just cartilage?
Yeah, it's actually the cartilage. Well, you know, the simplest way to say it, that you have new cartilage forming from the trauma, from the blood that, you know, it's almost like a big scar tissue on top of the cartilage.
Right.
So it deforms the ear.
I think it's sexy. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with your phone calls. Please be on hold because this is going to be a very short break. You are listening to the Dr. David Amron Show. Filling in for Dr. David Amron is Dr. Paul Nassif, facial reconstructive surgeon, and just a fantastic man all around. This is the guy to call if you want anything done from the neck up. 888-520-9710. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Sam Phillips and Dos Equis are looking for your best date dirt. Think you've got Dos Equis' most interesting date story? Then submit it to the contest section at 97.1fmtalk.com. After you do that, listen to The Single Life with Sam Phillips Friday nights at 11. At the end of the month, she's going to announce the winning story. And if it's yours, we'll actually put your mug on our website right next to your interesting story. This whole deal is inspired by the most interesting man in the world in Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends.
John, they got everything. Our bank accounts are completely drained. I don't know how the thieves got in, but all of our money is gone.
Honey, don't worry about it. I called LifeLock Identity Theft Protection a few months ago and signed us up for the service. We're covered.
Is that the guy that gives out his social security number on TV?
Yeah, LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection, and they back every member with their $1 million total service guarantee. That means they'll spend up to $1 million and do all the work to fix our situation. We don't have anything to worry about.
Thank goodness you made that call.
Don't become another victim. Protect yourself and your family today with LifeLock. Call 1-800-383-9070 now and get 30 days of LifeLock free. Don't wait. Operators are standing by 24 hours a day to take your call at 1-800-383-9070. That's 1-800-383-9070. To get 30 days free. Again, 1-800-383-9070.
We're HD Radio and we approve this message.
They want the nation's highways to be littered with wrecks from people trying to write down the names of songs they like in their cars. We want every American to have an HD Radio with iTunes tagging. They like to scare kittens and make fat jokes about the Statue of Liberty. Make the right choice, America. Ask for HD Radio.
Get a new HD radio with iTunes tagging. Available for your car from Alpine, Dual, and Insignia. Visit HDRadio.com. It's time to upgrade.
BevMo is pleased to announce its $6 off 6 wine sale, where you can save $6 off BevMo's already low prices on your choice of any 6 bottles of wine. And to help you remember, here's a limerick. There once was a sale at BevMo, where people bought wine and saved big dough. With $6 off every 6 wines they bought, everyone started doing high fives, mixing and matching their favorite wine.
lines and singing, "We just saved $6." We're still working on that last line. BevMo's $6 off 6 wine sale. Don't miss it.
97.1 FM Talk.
If you think the housewives on TV represent real life, you could be getting a little more OC. Hear from real OC moms and find info and things to do at ocregister.com/life. ocregister.com. Get more OC.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a free vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Summer heat, old windows, and high energy prices add up to record cooling costs. Heavy-duty shades and blinds can only do so much. Get California Deluxe Windows on the case. Not only does California Deluxe Windows design and manufacture custom windows right here in Southern California, their comfort glass helps to keep the heat out and the cool in, thus lowering your energy costs. At California Deluxe Windows, you get great-looking windows that save you money. How about that? The highest quality products designed and manufactured by a team of true craftsmen. California Deluxe Windows are made in SoCal for SoCal and are backed by one of the best guarantees in the business. And if you act now, you'll get a free 6-foot sliding glass door or take $1,500 off your purchase price. Minimum purchase applies. Before you crank up the AC today, call California Deluxe Windows at 866-988-5100. That's 866-988-5100. 866-988-5100.
This is an ode to my second home, the 405, a 16-lane cement prison I share with 500,000 of my closest commuting friends. Starting this morning, rather than cursing every brake light, I enter with love. Love for my new certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's a car so tremendously beautiful and luxurious, it can turn even the toughest commute into a pleasure ride. And as I gaze at my commuting friends, paying much more for much less of a car, I cannot help but grin as their brake lights turn red with envy. Good morning, LA, and good morning to my 405. For the first time, I feel not trapped, but empowered.
From the 405 to the 55 to the 5, around here, you have to love what you drive. And right now, that love is bigger than ever, thanks to an amazing selection of certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Stop in to your local SoCal Mercedes-Benz dealer or click on mbsocal.com.
See dealer for complete program details.
It's one of the great family fun events of the year that you won't want to miss.
Bugstock!
What is Bugstock? It's a day of fun for the entire family. Bugstock 2008, an all-day music and family fun event at the legendary Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, with food, live music, vintage VWs, a kids zone, and much more. So, what is Bugstock?
This is awesome!
Ah, it's so much fun!
Oh, the food is great!
I love the kids zone.
Music is fantastic!
Great time.
And it's all surrounded by the exciting horse racing action of the famous Oak Tree Racing Association. Bugstock 2008, a day at the races that you'll be talking about all season long. And it'll be happening all day long on Saturday, October 11th at Santa Anita Park. To find out more, go to Bugstock2008.com. That's Bugstock2008.com.
Bugstock
2008, Saturday, October 11th at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia.
Eastwood Insurance Services, affordable auto insurance with personal service. Call 1-800-468-LESS or check them out on the web at eastwoodinsurance.com. If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Dr. David Amron is on vacation. Filling in for him is his partner, Dr. Paul Nassif, facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon. Surgency is one of the best in the country. If you're thinking about having a nose job done and you don't want a second one because somebody messed it up the first time, this is the man to go to. And you do tons and tons of reconstructive surgery, seeing people that have had very bad nose jobs. Also, anything from the neck up, this man does. If you're thinking about a chin implant, if you're thinking about fat in the face, you don't want, facelifts, you do everything. Pretty much, right?
Everything with the face. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're fantastic at it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're not afraid to say no to somebody who doesn't need it like me.
Exactly.
When I came in, I'm like, fix my nose. You're like, your nose is fine. I'm not going to do it. You know, personally, I would never touch your nose.
Well, you have a great natural looking nose and it's fantastic.
Thank you. Joanne in Northridge, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Joanne.
Where are we? Joanne?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I started out having nosebleeds, and it was going backwards, like large clotting in down my throat, a little dribble in the front. And I went to the doctor. I got so sick of it. And he looked. He says, oh, you have a deviated septum from an old broken nose. I said, I don't even remember breaking my nose. But he said, it's not high blood pressure. It's thin skin on the side of the wall. So he cauterized it. Well, it's been weeks, at least 3.5-4 weeks. It's not healing. I'm going to go back to him, or maybe I shouldn't, but it hurt like all get out when he put the cauterization in there.
Now, did you say that when he cauterized, or he or she cauterized the nose, that's what's hurting right now is the area? And how do you know it's not healed, though?
It gets like a scab on the wall, and then eventually it comes off, and then it starts in re-scabbing again.
Okay. Yeah, what I would do, Joanne, this is the best answer I can give you since I really can't examine your nose over the air, but get some antibiotic ointment of some sort, Polysporin, Bacitracin. Keep a constant layer of the antibiotic in the area that is, scabbing. So prevent it from scabbing. Let it heal from the inside out. If it continues longer than a week, then I recommend you either see the same doctor, because cauterization is something that we do. It's pretty basic. And let that doctor take a peek at you.
Okay, I'll go back. We mean like Neosporin?
Yeah, Neosporin's fine.
Okay, now, have you heard of this where it doesn't heal? I mean, he says it's deviated septum. Does that mean that if it doesn't heal, I got to have him fix the deviated septum?
Well, I think the issue is, if the septum is very deviated, as the air enters the nose, that air is causing turbulence and hitting the septum. That's irritating it. So if it keeps happening, then you might have to do something like that.
I see. Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Joanne.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Roland in Long Beach, I know you called last week, and I'm so glad you called for Dr. Nassif.
Hi, Roland.
Hi. How you doing, doctor?
Not bad.
I'm 58 years old, and I was born with a cleft palate in my lip. And they did the lip and the palate when I was young. But I still have a gap on my palate, and it's kind of, I have a sort of a speech impediment because of it. Is there any way of correcting that?
That's called velopharyngeal insufficiency, and I can hear that. I can hear that in your speech. There's a lot of air escaping up through your nose. And that actually is something that I don't fix, but there is a reconstructive surgeon. There's plenty of reconstructive surgeons that can perform that. USC may have a few in Children's Hospital, even though you're an adult. They even have some doctors that do fix that specifically. They have to really be excellent palate surgeons, and that's something I do not know or do.
But this is, I'm going to give you a Dr. Nassif number, and you can call him, and he can refer you to somebody
Absolutely.
He works with.
I just have to get the right number and the right person, do a little research for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, and here's his number.
310-275-2467.
And for anybody else who's listening, you can call the Dr. Paul Nassif's office direct at 310-275-2467. And Roland, I want you to call him and tell him when you do call, please say you are from the radio show, and he'll get right back to you.
And this is
Dr. Nassif. It's N like Nancy, A two S's like Sam, so NASSIF like Frank, Nassif.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Roland.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Roland. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you and Dr. Amron both, I love it. You know, you say you can't do it, but you definitely have referrals. You've worked with the best people in facial reconstructive surgery, along with Amron, who's done a lot of reconstructive work dealing with liposuction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why it's a great combination.
Absolutely. Once again, the number here, 888-520-9710. Martin in Fullerton, you're finally on with the doctor. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you. Hey, hi, doctor. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question. I'm having a nose problem. I can't breathe at nighttime. And also, you know, like my partner is telling me that when I go to sleep, I snore. But it's telling me that my breathing, I mean, it takes me too long to me to get back my breathing. You know, and sometimes I feel like I shock.
You feel like you stop breathing at night while you're sleeping?
Like sleep apnea?
Something like that they told me.
Okay, Martin, just let me give you the best advice for this. First of all, I'd love to have you see a good ear, nose, and throat doctor. And you want to tell that doctor what's happening with the snoring and possibly, choking or stopping your breathing at night called sleep apnea. And what they'll do is they'll examine you first, look at the inside of your nose and your mouth, and then they'll possibly perform something called a sleep study, and they'll watch, and there'll be a lab that will watch you sleep and record your sleeping patterns, and then they can take it from there. That's if that's the issue, called sleep apnea.
Now, what if he has a major deviated septum? Could that happen as well?
So, oftentimes obstructive sleep apnea could either be because of something from the nose, or a combination of the nose and also the palate or the soft tissue in the back of the throat. And they have to actually, they can watch the whole palate to see if there's something collapsing. But if there is something in regards to your nose where you're collapsing or you're pinched or you have a bad deviated septum, that can be fixed by someone like myself since I'm a reconstructive rhinoplasty surgeon.
Okay.
I hope
Great.
That helps, Martin.
Okay, well, I got your number, so I'm going to be calling you and just make an appointment.
Great.
Thank
Great,
you.
Martin. You have thanks for holding, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The number to Dr. Paul Nassif, if you want to have an on-air consultation, 888-520-9710. He's a facial reconstructive plastic surgeon. Anywhere from the neck up, you do. Noses, chins, fat in the face transfer. You do full facelifts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dina, thank you for holding. Dina in Fullerton.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, Dina.
I'm actually in the middle of a festival now, so bear with me. I was just wondering if Dr. Nassif can give me an average estimate on the rhinoplasty procedure.
You know what? And I'm going to take this for him because usually he's like, I really don't want to discuss my prices. Every nose is different, and it depends on how much work you have to have done and what, and so anywhere. Can you give her a kind of a scale from like where to where?
Yeah, I mean, in general...
had the tip done.
If you're talking about including the surgeon fee, operating room, anesthesia,
right.
Anywhere between $6,000 and $12,000 or $13,000.
Okay.
For something basic.
Okay.
And
yeah,
person,
well,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And Jade in my office would be the best person to speak to about that, especially you can even send us some photos in, and we can, take a look at your photos and see what you're interested in. And possibly, she can give you an estimate prior to you even coming in.
Okay, wonderful.
Let me give you the number. And for anybody else who's listening that would like to call Jade in his office, it's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. I hope we answered your questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
thanks.
Dina.
Okay, bye-bye.
David in West Covina. David, you're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Well, I've lost some weight, but everybody told me, hey, you lost some weight from your body, but your face still has, like, fat. And, I mean, I sweat a lot. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm happy for that, but just my face, my double chin is still there. So I want to see what you can say.
Well, David, first of all, congratulations on the weight loss. That's
Thanks.
Fantastic. I wish we all can do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are stubborn areas in the face, such as the neck, that you know, the weight loss may not help, and sometimes a little bit of liposuction of the neck might take care of that. Sometimes the lower jowl area, and that could also possibly, you can get a little liposuction for that area. And there is another area in the cheeks called the buccal fat area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people naturally have these little fat pads. No matter how much weight you lose, that's going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're very, very prominent, we can remove those buccal fat pads.
Is that more expensive than a nose job and all that?
Usually not.
Okay.
Usually not.
And you could, like, get it done and go to work on, like, within 3 days or so?
Well, you know, it's nice to have you. If you're having a little bit of neck liposuction, it's really nice to have you take off about a week or so from work.
Okay.
All right.
And I hope that helps, I'll be calling,
David.
Then.
Excellent. Do you have the number?
Yes.
Excellent,
yeah, I got it.
David.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful week. Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Jesse, Christine, everybody else on hold, and I know you two have been holding the longest. We'll get right back to you. We have to take a quick break through the commercial. If you have any questions at all, you can call Dr. Paul Nassif's office at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And anybody else who has any questions, you're thinking about getting a nose job, you're thinking about getting another nose job because the first one wasn't done right, think about a facelift, a mini facelift, chin implant, even fat transfers. You put that in the face, fill it up, make it look great.
It's a great procedure.
This is the guy to call. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay, Mondays suck. Except when you're at Hooters in Anaheim watching the big Monday night game with us. That's right, just head down to Catella off the 57 freeway at 5 p.m. Monday. The Likettes will be there with lots of stuff to give away.
Some people say they drink Jameson because of the taste. I say it's because Jameson is best enjoyed in moderation, and that's why people drink it. To prove my point, here's short story writer Trini Dalton.
Hello.
Now, Trini, one would say you write in moderation. Is that safe to say?
Sure.
You know what? I wrote a short story once, but I had to break it up into several volumes. Does that count?
I don't know. I don't know if that's really a short story.
So, Trini, could you write us a short story now, 5,000 words or less? You know what, Trini, I think it's perfect the way that story is.
Thanks.
Okay, long story short, everything is better in moderation, and that's why people drink Jameson. Or it could just be the taste.
Jameson Irish Whiskey, product of Ireland, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2008, imported by the John Jameson Import Company, Purchase, New York. Please drink Jameson responsibly.
What do you say we just shorten this legal copy?
CBS Radio reminds you to drink responsibly.
Attention shoppers, it's STD season, so check out the latest in chlamydia. Gonorrhea, now on sale, in his and hers matching sets. In aisle 9, syphilis, a retro favorite. And nothing says I love you like herpes. This thoughtful gift lasts forever.
In the real world, no one wants an STD, so Trojan Condoms has a website dedicated to preventing them. With art, film, and dialogue inspiring America to evolve and become sexually healthy. Join us at Evolve1, EvolveAll.com.
Get ready to rock again. AC/DC presents Black Ice, the band's first new album in 8 years. 15 rockin' new tracks, including their hit single, Rock and Roll Train, for just $11.88. And the only place you can get it is Walmart. Coming October 20th. Save money, live better. Walmart.
John, they got everything. Our bank accounts are completely drained. I don't know how the thieves got in, but all of our money is gone.
Honey, don't worry about it. I called LifeLock Identity Theft Protection a few months ago and signed us up for the service. We're covered.
Is that the guy that gives out his social security number on TV?
Yeah. LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection, and they back every member with their $1 million total service guarantee. That means they'll spend up to $1 million and do all the work to fix our situation. We don't have anything to worry about.
Thank goodness you made that call.
Don't become another victim. Protect yourself and your family today with LifeLock. Call 1-800-383-9070 now and get 30 days of LifeLock free. Don't wait. Operators are standing by 24 hours a day to take your call at 1-800-383-9070. That's 1-800-383-9070. 1-800-383-9070 to get 30 days free. Again, 1-800-383-9070.
97.1 FM Talk.
The Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters encourages all eligible residents to register and vote in the upcoming November 4th presidential general election. LA County is committed to serving all voters, including those with specific needs. Polling places are outfitted with audio ballot booths equipped with audio translations of the ballot. Election materials are available in 7 different languages, and other assistive services providing voters the opportunity to vote independently and privately. Your vote does count. Deadline to register to vote is Monday, October 20th, 2008. Registration forms are available online at lavote.net or ask for forms at governmental offices and libraries. LA County is looking for poll workers to volunteer on Election Day. For additional information, please visit lavote.net or call 800-815-2666. Vote. You count.
This message brought to you by the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder County Clerk and paid for with federal Help America Vote Act funds.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-287-1109. That's 800-287-1109. Don't miss out. Call 800-287-1109.
So, it's 5 minutes to kickoff. I'm standing in my closet looking for my lucky USC t-shirt when Dan shouts down the hall, "Hey man, I'm cracking into this case of Miller Lite. Want one?" Of course I want one, so I say I want one. Whew, this Miller Lite tastes great. And just when I get to thinking I could use more Trojan teas, Dan yells down the hall again, "Hey man, this pack of Miller Lite says we can score 20% off Trojan's gear." I yell, "What?" He yells 20% off Trojan's gear from Miller Lite. And I think, wow, that's fantastic because I still can't find my shirt. So I grab my Miller Lite and hightail it to the living room. "Shoo, you barely made it," Dan says. "Where's your shirt?" "Forget it. I'll get a new one." "Go Trojans," he says. "Go Trojans," I say. Then we pull off our synchronized recliner pop-out routine and watch our Trojans stomp all over the other guys.
Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Offer limited to California residents 21 or older. A beer purchase is required to receive a code for 20% off your purchase at ESPN Shop. Offer expires 11-17-08. Certain restrictions may apply. Void where prohibited. Live responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
LA's 9 community colleges offering training for careers in the green economy. From hybrid engine repair to energy-efficient construction and pollution control engineering, preparing LA's workers to compete for new jobs in a changing economy. Step up at laccd.edu.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 FM Talk.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Today is not the Dr. David Amron Show. Usually it is, and we talk about liposuction. But Dr. David Amron's partner, Dr. Paul Nassif, is here. He's a facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He's one of the best reconstructive surgeons in the nation, if not the country. If you have any questions concerning a nose job that went wrong, anything dealing with the face, you can even, you know, for a first-time nose job, I suggest Dr. Paul Nassif, because you probably won't have to have another one. Or if you're looking for a chin implant, anything dealing with the neck up, this man does, and he's very, very good at it. It's Dr. Awesome. Paul Nassif, and I'm so glad you're here today. The number here is 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Jesse and Whittier, thank you for holding. You're on with the doctor.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
You know, my problem is the opposite from the guy that said he has too much fat on his cheeks. As I get older, I'm losing fat on my cheeks, and I hate it because one side is losing it more than the other, so I'm not asymmetrical.
Yeah, asymmetrical fat loss.
Right. So my question to you is, how does the fat transfer work, and how long does it last?
Okay, good question. First of all, you know, for refilling the cheeks, besides fat, there's something that we could also do is use a filler. You can even do that in the office with there's different products, something called Radius or Juvederm or Restylane, and you can come in and get a little numbing cream on your face and have that put in your cheeks, and that can last anywhere from between 6 months and a year. So that's one option. Now, in regards to fat transfer, first of all, you have to have a little bit of fat on your body, especially around your belly.
I'm sure you can find some there.
All right. So we take a little fat out, and then and this can be done under local anesthesia. Take a little fat out, and then we prepare the fat, and then with a very, you know, with a needle that's not too large at all, very tolerable, we can inject the fat into the cheek area. Now, that will cause a little bit of swelling for about a week or so. But, you know, the real question, like you mentioned, is how much stays? And that really depends. Anywhere between 25 and 50% would be a good number. So sometimes you might have to do a second treatment. But what's, you know, really important about that is, you know, you have to have realistic expectations and not think that all that fat's going to stay.
But let me tell you something. I've had it done under my eyes, and I didn't get my own fat. I didn't do the fat transfer from my body because that's another little operation that you got to do. I had what he was talking about, the other fillers. They're fantastic. I've had them done under my eyes, and they've lasted me almost 2 years. I have not had to go back and do my eyes for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So, it's fantastic. And then you don't have to go take fat from any other part of your body. It's just literally in a syringe, bam, you're done. You walk out of there and you look immediately different.
And I'm sure that's a lot cheaper than doing the fat transfer.
Way cheaper.
I assume.
Way cheaper, and it's fantastic. I mean, he's got to take a look at you, you know?
Right.
But I'm telling you, it saved me from getting any kind of operation. I was so happy.
And you can make it look asymmetrical?
We can make it look symmetrical, yes.
Symmetrical? Okay, so I can probably look like Brad Pitt almost.
There you go. Absolutely, Jesse. Let me give you the doctor's number so you can call
right.
in and make an appointment. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
I'm definitely going to call.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, Jesse. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else who has questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, 888-520-9710. Christine in Beverly Hills, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Dr. Nassif, how are you?
Fantastic.
I have a question. I've had a few friends who have had rhinoplasties, and they look just overdone. It's like they started out fine, they looked okay, but in a few years, it got like a pinched look at the very end. Is there a time limit on how long a nose lift or a rhinoplasty will last?
Well, that's an excellent question, Christine. I mean, we started addressing that subject a little bit earlier in regards to just these aggressive rhinoplasties. You know, I think from the, I want to use the word old days, when we were trained, or a lot of the doctors were trained, to remove a lot of cartilage. In other words, if you have a very bulbous nose and possibly thick skin, well, let's remove a lot of cartilage, and maybe that might give you the look that you want. The problem with that, the more cartilage, you know, and this is, again, this is something that adds support to the nose and structure. The more cartilage you remove, even though it may look fantastic in the beginning, as time goes on, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 5 years, that's when that pinched look can start to occur where you can't breathe. The tip starts to lift up, you know, and it becomes over-rotated. And the nostrils start to lift up, and you can see inside your nose. So these things can happen. Now, if you do a conservative rhinoplasty with, you know, depending on what the doctor is doing, sometimes we have to add little cartilage grafts around the areas that we made smaller. This can be prevented. Now, again, it's very difficult, so that's what we have to do is just do something that is going to not cause any problems for you. But it can be done, Christine.
Great. Fantastic.
And
thank you. I will give your office a call.
And thank you have
you
the
so
office
much.
Number?
You can go ahead and give it to me.
310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Perfect. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Sarah in Anaheim, you're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hi, Dr. Nassif.
Hi.
I've heard a lot about, I think it's non-surgical rhinoplasties. Can you tell me, what are those?
Well, a non-surgical rhinoplasty is when they're injecting either Restylane or Juvederm in the nose. I'm not a big fan of that. I've seen patients come in that have either had infections from the injections, or they've had a good amount of fillers and it's actually caused some scar tissue. So I have to tell you, that's something I don't like doing. I will only do it on a rare occasion if I want to temporarily fill in a little area that is a little asymmetric, and I want to let that patient know that this is usually a one-time deal.
So what would you do instead of, like, I've got a little dent in my nose, and I was thinking I could have it filled in. Should I have something else? Should I have maybe just a regular rhinoplasty done instead?
You know, I mean, if you have a little dent, first of all, I'd have to examine you to see why you have that dent.
Uh-huh.
But in situations like that, we can usually take a little piece of cartilage from inside from your septum,
uh-huh,
or possibly a little bit of soft tissue from a very small incision made in your hairline, and you won't lose any hair. You won't even see the little incision there. And we can put that tissue or the cartilage through a very small incision that's made inside the nose, and we can fill in that little indentation, usually permanently. That's what I'd recommend.
Okay. And the fillers, obviously, they only last I think you guys had mentioned 2 years or something like that.
No, that was for under my eyes, and that's
rare.
That's rare. That's what Dr. Amron was saying. I can't believe we don't have to do your eyes again, but
6 months.
Months a year, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Once again, the number to Dr. Nassif is 310-275-2467. Angela in Long Beach, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, doctor. I'm 43 years old, and I was considering a facelift, and I was wondering how long does something like that last? Is that something that I'm going to have to redo? You know, is there an approximation as to how long that lasts?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to a facelift, depending on your age and the elasticity of your skin, but I would say the average time is about 7 years, and you can elevate everything from the neck, the lower jowls, and the cheeks in a vertical direction so that it looks very natural.
Okay.
And the incisions can be hidden beautifully around your ears. And the biggest thing is restore the natural beauty that I'm sure you have, Angela. But again, it really depends on how you take care of your skin now.
I see.
But that's a good average, and maybe a touch-up after that.
I was going to ask, is that an average age, or is it mostly women that are older that begin getting facelifts?
You know, in the past, it was usually the mid-50s to the early 60s.
Okay.
Now we're seeing patients come in the mid-40s usually for these little mini lifts.
Okay. So a full one if you have it now, and then possibly 7 years you might need mini.
A little mini, possibly. You might even need a mini now. Just depends on what you have now.
Angela, we're up against the clock, so I'm going to give you the number to his office if you want to talk to Dr. Paul Nassif a little more and a little longer. It's 310-275-2467.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Dr. Nassif.
Bye-bye. And for everybody else that's holding, stay on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls as soon as the show ends, so please stay on hold. This was the Dr. David Amron Show. Filling in for him, Dr. Paul Nassif, his partner. Yes, fantastic. And hopefully we're going to do this again more regularly. But if you have any other questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, facial plastic surgeon, reconstructive surgeon, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. So this is the Dr. David Amron Show with Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.